So Trudy was a trooper, and she admitted to us that she had an awkward experience at her chiropractor recently and thought we would find it humorous. She is mortified that she passed gas while the chiropractor was adjusting her.
Yeah, and so she's like, you know what, please tell me I'm not the only one that's been massively embarrassed. And, well, you guys have come to the rescue to support Trudy with your own stories. Courtney said, in high school, I was a part of our broadcasting department. One day, we were doing a shoot, finished early, stopped at lunch for lunch at Moe's.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't want to go back to school, so we went to the park, and the Moe's hit.
Oh, no.
But the bathrooms were locked.
Oh, no.
And, well, you know what happened next.
Oh, no.
I had to ride in a car full of my friends straight to my house to shower. I looked out the window and all my friends were throwing up in my driveway. Oh, Courtney.
Oh. Oh, shoot.
Oh, that's not good. Oh, that's not good. Sarah blamed a fart on my baby. My mom and mother-in-law texted me for days after because that wasn't a normal smell for a baby. My baby's 7 now.
Brittany said, when my son was about 12, he was light enough. He used to walk on my back to pop it, which felt so good at the time. One time while he was doing it, I accidentally passed some gas. He just immediately stopped, got off, and said, I'm out, and walked to his room.
Oh.
Not so much embarrassing, but hilarious, and I laughed till I cried.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Jennifer grew up in California by the beach. So junior lifeguards was my summer camp a couple of years during high school. Well, one time we did a relay race swimming out to a buoy on a paddleboard, running back to our team waiting on shore. I was so focused on the race that I didn't realize the top of my bathing suit had shifted over one boob. I ran back to shore where the whole group sat there watching, probably like 75 kids. I didn't notice till I sat down on the sand, exhausted from running, and looked down.
Oh, that's
yikes.
Fun.
Not exactly the Baywatch moment I wanted. Still most embarrassed memory to this day.
I bet they never forgot it either.
Oh, they probably did not.
They probably never forgot it either.
Probably did not. And then we got to wrap it up with Kimberly. Took my 3-year-old daughter to a swim party with a good-looking guy from church. He was holding his dog in his arms. I was talking to him, and I saw him reach down but didn't notice anything except my daughter tapping his leg to pet the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Then as we were talking, he reaches down again, and my daughter had his private in her fingertips.
Yep.
Like she's turning a radio knob. I instantly say, don't do that. So embarrassed. He let her pet the dog, ended up walking me out to the car, and said, kids do the darndest things.
Oh, my God.
On the way home, my daughter says, Mama, Marty has a big putt-a-butt. I was thinking, I had no idea what she was going to say, because that was something we never discussed at 3. Went home, told my mom, never going to church again.
Well, when did you fall out of the church? Well, it was when my daughter, that's funny.
Did a little radio action. Oh, boy.
All right, those are good. And we still have more, but we'll have to pause it for now. I will never not appreciate how open you guys are with us. It's 99.7 DJX. One last round of your embarrassing moments. These little micro stories that you have that have held court in your brain for years, months, years, decades. Helen, I was out shopping with my husband once. He'd gone over into the book section at the store. About 10 minutes later, went over there, saw my husband, walked over, started rubbing his back, and turns out, wasn't my husband. Guy looks up to me, says very nicely, I think you have the wrong husband. Then my husband says, hey, honey, from a row down. Hey, turns out the mystery guy and my husband both had green jackets and black hats on. I was embarrassed I could have died on the spot.
Easy mistake.
I always triple check now, and my husband never lets me live it down.
Absolutely.
I mean, how many times have you, as a kid, walked over and like tugged on the the jacket or the pants of
wrong
someone
sleeve.
Who thought was your mom and was like, oh, no, that's not mom. Oh, no.
Yep. Oh, no. Where's my mom?
Yeah, exactly.
At least she didn't go up for like a butt grab. Right?
Right. Alexa said, I used to do MMA. During one of my fights in the cage, we were on the ground. My sports bra accidentally came up. About 3,000 people saw my tatas.
Oh, gosh!
And look, Alexa, if I'm raw in this moment, I'm thinking guys watching women with MMA are in the back of their minds hoping this happens. Yep. Probably every time.
Exactly. She said, needless to say, I let her win so I could fix myself. And after that, I was wore two sports bras. Most embarrassing moment of my life.
Yeah. Michelle said, Bruno Mars concert, stood on the seat the entire time with my dress stuck in my underwear.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no.
Beth said, first grade, this has haunted me. Thought the Statue of Liberty was called the Statue of Puberty. Said that in front of the whole class. I still think about that all the time.
Oh, my gosh.
It's the Statue of Puberty.
OMG. It's so great that has a statue.
Oh, my gosh. Rachel, this is so embarrassing. Rachel, when I was working and newly pregnant, a female customer comes up and I say, I'm due in April. When are you due?
Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no.
She goes, oh, no. I'm not pregnant.
Oh,
Rachel says, I still think about that at least twice a week.
Oh, wow.
That will never not stick with you. That will be with you for the rest of your life.
Oh, boy. Oh, we just appreciate everybody that's rolling in to support Rudy Tootie Trudy. Because it's really, she's the one that it comes back to the start of the whole conversation with the fart at the chiropractor.
The whole fart at the chiropractor. Which, by the way, if you're following along on Facebook, everybody's like, hey, go back to the chiropractor. Chiropractors heard it all. It's fine.
Yes.
It's fine.
They said, you know, as a nurse, we get to hear all the noises. Trust me, he won't even remember. But wow, they do this right in front of the waiting room. Yeah, there's a lot of the chiropractors that now do adjustments in open spaces.
Yeah, open spaces, you know, just
for liability.
So, yeah, for liability. That's for sure. Yeah. Good stories there on 99.7 DJX. Still, if you want to know the sound Kelly made when she used the chiropractor,
no. That's great. Sometimes it can be violent. I don't know how you don't not make a noise. I don't know.
Yeah,
you
got to make a noise.
Exactly. Bethany, when I was in elementary school, my brother pantsed me during a volleyball game. Everyone in the gym saw my Barney underwear. Still haunts me 26 years later.
Barney underwear. Look, we're not laughing at you, Bethany. We're not.
No, we're laughing with you.
Yes.
26 years later.